Hello and welcome back to my True Crime Podcast. Well, I'm your host, Vanessa Pena, and today we're going to be talking about Eileen Warners. So before we get into this, I would like to mention that this episode does contain mentions of rape and murder. That's all I know so far. Please, if you get triggered by those, do not listen to this episode. Well, if you are still listening, let's get into this. Eileen Kell Lee Warner was born February 29th, 1956, and died October 9th, 2002. She was an American serial killer and sex worker who murdered seven men in Florida in 1989 and 1990 by shooting them point-blank range. Warners claimed that her victims had either raped her or attempted to rape her while she was soliciting sex from her, and that all of her homicides were committed in self-defense. She was sentenced to death for six of the murders and was executed by lethal injection on October 9, 2002. The 2003 film Monsters Chronicle Warner's story from childhood until her first murder conviction. It stars Charlize Theron as Warner's, a performance that earned Theron an Academy Award for Best Actress. Let's talk about her early life. Warner's was born Eileen Carol Pittman in Rochester, Michigan on February 29, 1956. Her mother, Diane Warner, was 14 years old when she married Eileen's father, 16 years old Leo Dow Pittman, on June 3, 1954. Eileen's older brother, Keith, was born on March 14, 1959. After less than 2 years of marriage and 2 months before Eileen was born, Diane filed for divorce. Warners never met her father as he was incarcerated at the time of her birth. Leo Dale Pittman was diagnosed with schizophrenia and later convicted of sex crime against children. He committed suicide by hanging in prison on January 30th, 1969. In January 1960, when Warners was almost 4 years old, Diane abandoned her children, leaving them with the maternal grandparents, Lori and Bertha Warners. Both alcoholics who legally adopted Keith and Eileen on March 18, 1960. By the age of 11, Warners began engaging in sexual activity in school in exchange for cigarettes, drugs, and food. She had also engaged in sexual activity with her brother. Warners said that her alcoholic grandfather had sexually assaulted her and beaten her when she was a child. Before beating her, he would force her to strip out of her clothes. In 1970, at the age of 14, she became pregnant, having been raped by an accomplice of her grandfather. Warners gave birth to a boy at a home for unwed mothers on March 23, 1971, and the child was placed for adoption. After a few months after her son was born, she dropped out of school. And about the same time that her grandmother died of liver failure. When Warners was 15, her grandfather threw her out of the house and she began supporting herself as a sex worker and living in the woods near her old home. Now let's get into her early criminal activity. On May 27, 1979, at the age of 18, Warners was arrested in Jefferson County, Colorado for driving under the influence, disorderly conduct, and firing a 22 caliber pistol from a moving vehicle. She was later charged with failure to appear. In 1976, Warnes hitchhiked to Florida, where she met 69-year-old yacht club president Luis Gratzfeld. They married quickly, and the announcement of the nuptials was printed to the local newspaper society pages. However, Warnes continually involved herself in confrontation at the local bar and went to jail briefly for assault. She also hit Fell with his own cane, leading him to gain a restraining order against her within weeks of the marriage. She returned to Michigan, where on July 14, 1976, she was arrested in Arthur County and charged with assault and disrupting the peace for throwing a cue ball at the bartender's head. On July 17th, her brother Keith died of esophageal cancer, and Warnes received $10,000 from his life insurance. Warnes then annulled the marriage on July 21st after only 9 weeks. On August 1976, Warnes was given a $105 fine for drunk driving. She used the money inherited from her brother to pay the fine and spent the rest within 2 months buying luxuries, including a new car, which she wrecked shortly afterwards. On May 20th, 1989, Warnes was arrested in Edgewater, Florida, for the armed robbery of a convenience store, where she stole $35 and 2 packs of cigarettes. She was sentenced to prison on May 4th, 1982, and released on June 30th, 1983. On May 1st, 1984, Warnes was arrested for attempting to pass fogged checks to the bank in Key West. On November 30th, 1985, she was named as a suspect in the theft of revolver and ammunition in Pasco County. On January 4th, 1986, Warnes was arrested in Miami and charged for car theft, resisting arrest, and obstruction of justice for providing identification bearing her aunt's name. Miami police officers found a .38 caliber revolver and a box of ammunition in the stolen car. On June 2nd, 1989, Volusia County Deputy Sheriffs detained Warnes for questioning after a male companion accused her of pulling a gun in his car and demanding $200. Warnes was found to be carrying spare ammunition, and police discovered a .22 pistol under the passenger seat she had occupied. Around this time, Warnes met Tria Moore, a hotel maid at the Daytona Beach lesbian bar. They moved in together, and Warnes supported them with her earnings as a sex worker. On July 4th, 1987, Daytona Beach police detained Warnes and Moore at the bar questioning regarding an incident in which they were accused of assault and battery with a beer bottle. On March 12, 1988, Warnes accused a Diana Beach bus driver for assault. She claimed that he pushed her off the bus following a confrontation. Moore was listed as a witness in the incident. Up until her execution, Warnes claimed to still be in love with Moore. She also went by the names Sandra Kirsch, Susan Lynn Balwick, Lee Balwick, Cami Marsh Green, Lori Kristen Gotti. Her spouse was still Louise Gretzfeld. She was convicted of 6 counts of first-degree murder on January 27, 1992, April 1992, June 1992, and January 1993. She had 7 victims, and her span of crimes was from November 30th, 1989 to November 19th, 1990. Her weapons were high standard 22 caliber revolver. She was imprisoned at Florida State Prison. Thank you for tuning in on this week's episode. Hope to see you guys here next week.